It was almost like carnival. The Portela Samba School in Rio de Janeiro was the latest stop for presidential candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, campaigning for another crack at the presidency. Not that his supporters needed much convincing. Thousands of mostly low-income Brazilians were nearly crushed trying to get a glimpse of the candidate, using their fingers to make the letter L for Lula. Others were moved to tears when Lula spoke of how he, too, knew what it was like to grow up in abject poverty.
I just want to be president to take care of my people, because I know what people want. They want a house, no matter how small, to shelter from the rain and the sun. They want a job with a fair salary. The biggest dream of many women here is not to leave their children a fortune, but rather a profession, so they can rest in peace and go to heaven.
Although Lula is leading in the polls, he warned the enthusiastic crowd that former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton lost the election because too many Americans stayed home instead of voting.
Lula compared himself to Gandhi and Mandela, whom he said, like himself, had been unfairly imprisoned but eventually got out to free their country. But unlike Gandhi and Mandela, charges that he had overseen the largest corruption scandal in Brazilian history while he was president, billions and billions of dollars, continue to weigh heavily on Lula.
But people like Juliana believe his virtues are more important than his faults.
It was Lula's government that gave people opportunities, like the chance for the poorest sector of society to go to university. I simply cannot defend the current president's policies. That's why we need Lula.
This campaign event took place in what is supposed to be the stronghold of his rival Jair Bolsonaro, who is fighting for a second term as president. That Lula is even running at all is something that would have seemed unthinkable 4 years ago, when he was sent to prison on corruption charges, something he always denied. But then, he always promised he would be back. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.